This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's. Well,
they're still protesting in New York, and they're still prosecuting in New York. And yes, you would be absolutely correct in your assessment if you think the world is topsy-turvy, going up and upside down, going crazy. I think you would be. That's the scientific term for it, I'm pretty sure. But, folks, we're going to try to make heads or tails out of this as we head into hour number two. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, you can opine via the direct message as well. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Well, as we mentioned in hour one, of course, we've got the protests that were happening at NYU. They actually asked the NYPD to come in and clear people out because there was a safety and security issue. And when you have a big angry mob like that, I don't doubt it, and I don't blame them. You know, and again, I'll just quickly recap, because in hour number one, I was talking about the idea, well, if you're going to protest something, why don't you protest Hamas? And to me, that just seems like that would be the natural natural extension of protesting, as opposed to protesting against Israel. But the anti-Semitism that we're seeing, the kinds of threats, the atmosphere, if this was any other group, the far left, the Democrat Party elite, they would be all over this, my friends. They would be saying, this has got to stop. This is wrong. These can be hate crimes. All kinds of stuff would be happening. But evidently, now it's just going to become vogue to go after not only Israel, but Jews themselves. This is a very, very big deal, my friends. And that's why we're monitoring it so closely. In fact, this from The Hill, GOP Representative Mike Lawler from New York on Monday emphasized the need for consequences against those involved in the pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University. He says, I mean, there are consequences to actions. That's what some of these folks don't seem to understand. You can't call for the eradication of Jews and think everything is just going to be okay because you're entitled to free speech, Lawler said Monday in an interview on News Nation's The Hill. Lawler was responding to comments made by the daughter of Representative Ilhan Omar, a Democrat from Minnesota, Isra Hirschi, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, who was among the more than 100 students arrested last week for participating in ceasefire protests at Columbia. She was also among three students suspended from Barnard College, cutting off her access to food and housing. In an interview with Teen Vogue, she said she had been basically evicted, quote-unquote, after the suspension, and is concerned about her food access as she relies on her dining plan for meals. Well, that's right. And kids or young people in college, so a lot of times they have a dining plan. I'm somewhat familiar with that. Yeah, they can go to the dining hall and get a meal, and you can load it up with more points. You can do all kinds of stuff. I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm just going to say I don't think the daughter of Representative Ilhan Omar is going to starve to death. I don't see that that's going to be a major problem. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations have lasted for 6 days at Columbia University, where hundreds of students are occupying the center of campus in protest of the ongoing violence in Gaza. It's violence, all right, but why is it violent? I think that's a great question. You know, I've made my point on this several times. Hamas is the one that started this. Hamas is the one that can turn this off. They just won't do that because their overriding desire, their overriding mission to destroy Israel and kill all the Jews is taking precedence over whether or not there are innocent, quote unquote, people, you know, in harm's way. And yes, there are. I'm sure there are innocent people in harm's way. And Israel goes so far above and beyond the call of duty to say, here's where we're going to attack. This is what we're going to do. You got to get the people out of harm's way. What does Hamas want to do? Oh, no, we are not going to get them out of harm's way because they're too valuable to us as propaganda tools. You say, well, Kyle, you sound pretty upset. Well, I am upset. This is upsetting because also we're now seeing the twisted nature of the minds of some of the young people who are simply kind of going along with this at this point. You know, especially in college, you're supposed to think critically. You're supposed to examine things and try to come to a conclusion that is the truth. So is it the truth that Israel is just a conquering nation and they're trying to do genocide and all this kind of stuff? Or is it the truth that Hamas attacked Israel? They didn't want to let up, and now they're more than happy to be put in this position because they think they're getting some global cash, you know, this global cachet, I should say, out of it. They're getting this global cachet of look at us and look at Israel. And to them, I think the leaders of Hamas are probably just happy as clams because they can see this whole thing just blossoming from their point of view. That the whole world will start to come against Israel. Even President Biden is, you know, starting to become so terrified of all this that, you know, there have been, I think, some real changes in American policy. Well, they shot down all those drones. Well, yes, they did. But overall, this movement is more towards the, you know, we got to start distancing from Israel or get better control over Israel and so on and so forth. All right, folks, stay right there. When we come back, we'll hear a sound clip from Donald Trump talking about his trial, which, you know, even Jonathan Turley is saying it's kind of an embarrassment. You know, what is the case? What is this all about? Well, it's about the election. That's the long and short answer of it, folks. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Racing through the program this morning, as always, and we haven't even gotten started yet, and we've got a long way to go, so don't worry, everybody. This program is going to be chock full, as always, as we move through the overnight hours across America. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call, and well, we've got the phone lines lighting up already. We've got Aaron listening in Denver. Good morning, Aaron. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Professor Politics, $95 billion. Beans and beans of dollars flying, leaving America and going to Ukraine and Taiwan and Israel. But the country's in trains of debt. What do you think, Professor Bob? Tell me, what's going on, man?
Well, I think that certainly not getting the pay-fors out of this, you know, is really detrimental. And a lot of people are really upset about that. And certainly, you know, it's just, but the problem is right now, too, is you'd never get stuff like that through the Senate. I mean, in fact, you know, they tried to give aid back in November, and they tried to cut the IRS by like $14 billion or something, and the Democrats would have nothing to do with it. So it is a real, real problem.
Yeah, it's a real problem. This country is in debt. You know, reading about the homeless situation. in this country. And of course, the Supreme Court is hearing a case from Oregon State about the encampments going on, and should they be charged? Homeless people should be charged for sleeping on the sidewalks or sleeping in front of somebody's business in the state of Oregon. And and I'm thinking, well, you know, we had insane asylums here in America. Now they're gone, but they were not replaced with something else to deal with the addiction, to deal with the domestic violence issues going on, to deal with the mental health issues going on in this country. But instead of taking care of business at home, Professor Politics, we continue to deal with someone else's backyard. But Professor Potts, we're not dealing with our backyard, and it's not sustainable. This has to end, Professor Potts. Has to end.
I agree.
And also, what do you think about the case that the Supreme Court is dealing with? And of course, they won't make their ruling into June. But what do you think about this case in Oregon about the homeless situation that's gone crazy in Oregon? And of course, you live in the state of California, and I mean, you got homelessness on steroids there. So what do you think about, Professor Politics? What are you thinking?
Yeah, it is number one. This is so out of control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, number one, and you know, I don't. You know, we hear about, you know, there's going to be programs or somebody suggests it. And so forth. Now they're trying to, I think Mayor Karen Bass in Los Angeles had suggested, well, you got to get rich people to buy homes for the homeless. You know,
what?
I think they're it's to the point of desperation. And we do have people that are on, you know, they have drug issues. We certainly have a lot of crime as a result of this. And, you know, but if it becomes such that, well, you really can't do anything about it, that's going to be one of the final blows, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, though, you know, everything is just so frustrating. And of course, Professor Pop, what do you think about Marjorie Taylor Greene? Is she right? The current Speaker of the House needs to be thrown under the bus, or he needs to be voted off the island, or Professor, is he the weakest link? What do you think, Professor Politics?
That's a great question. I really think it's a great question. If they were to have the motion to vacate, which she has mm-hmm. all but said she's doing, like, now, basically, they need
she
to have a plan.
She wants him to resign.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and if he doesn't resign.
She wants him to resign.
Right. And then if he doesn't resign,
mm-hmm.
she's going to use that motion to vacate, which is still an option. You know, one member can mm-hmm. bring that motion. I just think that they need to outline some plan. The only thing that would really worry me is that, especially in an election year, if they go through the same process where it looks like chaos for weeks, it's going to really damage mm-hmm. the GOP. So she needs to articulate a plan. She was being interviewed the other day, but she kind of declined to really do that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I support her. And the thing is, I know, and I know her constituents in Georgia, they must be mad as hell that beans and beans and beans and beans and beans and beans are leaving this country, and yet we still have a border on the southern border of Mexico that's wide open, and the GOP, plus with the rhinos bending the knee and doing the bidding of the broken down dark side dumb donkey horde.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course they support Mike Johnson. He's doing their bidding, Professor Pop. It is just. It's on steroids. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a really good example as to why the next president, certainly, you know, would be a Republican for one thing, probably in Donald Trump. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it's Trump.
And then have enough majorities in both the House and the Senate to be able to not have to deal with this, with these ridiculous issues, and be able to
mm-hmm.
cut the spending. And, you know, if you're going to do funding, but cut the spending elsewhere, and then, of course, secure the border. The president needs a clear majority in both houses.
Yeah, he needs a clear majority. And like I said, support Ukraine, support Taiwan, support Israel. But, you know, I mean, the United States has spent the majority of the United States has sent the majority of money to Ukraine. NATO has spent, from what I read online, $35 billion on this insanity going on with Putin and the Russian artists. And the United States has spent, you might say, with the $61 billion that's going to Ukraine, it's close to $200 billion. $200 billion that needs to stay here at home.
Yeah.
Home.
And I think...
Because we just got too many problems here.
Yeah.
And I can't... And I support them, but charity begins at home. That money needs to stay here at home. But anyway, Professor Podrick, I could go on and on and on. It's been a pleasure. Adios.
Adios. Thank you, Aaron. Take care. We'll talk to you again real soon. That's Aaron listening in Denver, everybody. And I appreciate what Aaron's talking about. And I was just going to say before the call ended right there, and that is, you know, if you gave us, you gave me and Aaron, right, $61 billion. Let's just, you know, just call out some number, or $100 billion. I think we could probably win a war with that. I'm not trying to be facetious. I'm not trying to be silly. I'm really not. But I am trying to point up this idea that there is so much money and material that is included in billions and billions of dollars that it would seem to me that there's got to be a way to actually win with that. And that's what gets to me as well. And that is, why can't they win it, or why can't we give them enough to win it? Only because you go on another 2 years with the war going on in Ukraine? Really? You know, that doesn't seem to be sustainable in that regard. But what Aaron's talking about, too, about the southern border is so important. And again, go back to, we absolutely need clear majorities. You need clear majorities so that the Chuck Schumers of the world can't derail things. You need clear majorities so that the spending, at which goes on and on and on, and I appreciate what Aaron says about the trillions and trillions, because that's really true. And that's not sustainable. And if we don't get a handle, in fact, the International Monetary Fund the other day, the IMF, said, look, this is going to get really bad, really fast, I'm just paraphrasing, if the United States of America can't get a handle on the spending. And if that doesn't occur, well, then, you know, it won't matter at that point. And I don't want to get to that point. I don't think that's where we want to go at all. But there are solutions, and those solutions really do kick in on November 5th. That's when the difference is going to get made, I think. And until then, it's anybody's guess. But we do what we can. Until then, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. I promise. Great call, buddy.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's hush money trial is over for Monday. Trump had this to say leaving the courthouse.
I got indicted. I'm the leading candidate. I'm beating Biden. I'm beating the Republicans now. I have the nomination. And this is what they try and take me off the trail for.
The first witness, David Pecker, was called by the prosecution, but the trial halted due to the Passover holiday. The Senate is expected to pass a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan this week. Senate leaders are aiming for swift passage of the legislation, which was approved by the House on Saturday. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a significant gun rights case involving ghost guns, which are kits that can be purchased without background checks. The key question is whether the ATF has the authority to change gun regulations, or if this power lies solely with Congress. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tuesday. It's okay. It's totally fine. It's all right. Because, well, we're here and you're there and we're doing some radio this morning. And I think that time is flying by. And I sure appreciate the call last segment from Aaron in Denver. Always a pleasure. And it's always a lot of fun. And I'll tell you this, though, folks. You know, we have so much happening in New York City. You got these protests, obviously, which are incredibly disconcerting. Then you've also got, of course, the trial with Donald Trump, which, again, you know, even Jonathan Turley has talked about, you know, this doesn't seem to make any sense. People are looking at this going, okay, well, how did they get from here to there? Now, typically, that's the job of the jury, right? The jury has got to be able to look at that and say, okay, it looks like you're wasting our time here. And also the fact that there are attorneys, and I touched on this a little bit yesterday, the fact that there are attorneys on this jury really could go either way in terms of trying to justify or see the silliness in. And unfortunately, when you get into a lawsuit, when you get into a prosecution, you get into having to put on a defense, it can go either way. And that's just sometimes the way that it is. But really, if you and this is why on appeal, you know, worst case scenario, Donald Trump gets, quote unquote, convicted in this case. And then it goes to appeal. I would think it would likely be overturned because you're going to have cooler heads similar to the $355 million judgment that this judge had put in the other case, the civil fraud case, as it were. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines. We got Backgammon Bob giving us a call this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. Yeah.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, we better cure this Palestinian movement in our streets, or it's going to get out of hand. It's going to turn from a help Palestine into a establish a Muslim caliphate in this country. That's where some of them are talking about.
Well, they can certainly try. That's for sure. But they also this really spreads by infecting minds as well. You know, which,
well, that's the point I'm trying to say. There's a whole bunch of minds. And a lot of us young kids want to attach themselves to some movement or something, and then they go out there and it's basically like a giant rave to them, and they just want to keep going and going and going. And that's what's going to happen.
Well, it's certainly a real concern, you know, because, again, and my ultimate concern is that the rhetoric and the anti-Israel sentiment, protests, whatever, but it could turn into something physical against Jews that are on campus or in New York.
It not only can, it will. It's coming.
That's the terrible thing about it. And, you know, again, I mean, we can't just watch this happen. I mean, this can't be 1933 all over again in Germany. It just can't be. The world can't allow this, and
the Jews are not just going to sit there and take it. I can promise you that.
That's really true.
Then it's going to escalate into armed conflict and stuff like that. That's possible too.
Yeah, I certainly hope not. But it's hard to know what the cure is going to be on these campuses now that this has sort of been unleashed. You know,
the cure is very simple. They just have to go in, and if they're not. Don't abide by the law strictly, no blocking the streets, no other. They just go to just send them to jail. If the jail isn't big enough, they make a special detention camp. Same thing, just like the border, same thing. Just grab them, just stick them, and put them away. They can't let this stuff continue.
Right, and then eventually they'll come back. Again, it's an idea problem as much as it is a physical or a practical problem, and that's what burns us up.
And if they come back, they do it again. The law has to, there has to be law and order. They call it law and order for a reason.
I agree. Absolutely, there has to be law and order. And what they're trying to capitalize on is this propaganda that Israel is a menace, that it's committing genocide, et cetera, et cetera. And you're right. I mean, the idea is that, you know, sometimes I wonder, well, if you're that into Hamas, why, you know, go over and be with Hamas. Don't do it here.
Logic is not an option with these people.
Well said. Absolutely.
And one other thing I wanted to say is this. Trump's problems, they are actually, I think, helping the Republican Party and Trump in the long run by trying to put him away and all this kind of stuff. But what do you think this is going to do to all these cities and stuff, and the down ballots and stuff like that? Trump has become an underdog, a hero, a victim, a martyr. That's all going to help him out in the elections and stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I do. I think that most people see this as being a sham. They see that it's way, way, way too much. You know, if they had maybe picked their battles on this, which they're not going to do because they're trying to use quote unquote overwhelming force to stop Donald Trump. You know, they think that if they just throw everything at the wall, that it's going to make sense to the American people. But
well,
I think
the thing
more
is,
and more people see it's a sham. Yeah.
The thing is, obviously, this thing is not constitutional. It's all jury-rigged, and pretty soon it's going to fall apart.
Yeah, I agree. I think the legal analysis of it is that it's not solid. But, you know, they can bring this prosecution. They're just hoping to get a jury to say yes. And that's why, again, I was talking about the lawyers on the jury. Maybe they will see through some of this stuff, hopefully.
Oh, I think he's probably going to get convicted. I don't know. Like, you know, I think the lawyers on the jury, I think you're right. I think that is a plus, unless they're the type of lawyers that are really left-leaning liberals that don't want to use the law in context of how it is, but want to use it to get Trump, in other words.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and then twist it. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I think the judge in the fraud case was doing. The judge was just kind of, in my opinion, just making it up like, hey, I'm going to value Mar-a-Lago at $18 million. I mean, that's like a doofus or something. You know, even yeah. I know that that's wrong, you know.
Right. Well, the thing is that that's what they call it, the thing that put the money up for the do not talk about it thing to Trump, you know.
Oh, the gag order? Yeah, the gag order?
Not the gag order on Trump, but the thing that he did with Stormy Daniels, the...
Hush money.
The hush money thing. That's not illegal to do. The question is it illegal because it was campaign or not? Well, you know, the question is, he can use his own money, but how can it not even... I don't think it's illegal. Even his campaign money, I don't think it's wrong.
Yeah, and the way that Turley explains it, and I appreciate what he says, is that, you know, they're trying to bring this back as some kind of campaign finance issue, when in reality this was, if anything, was some kind of misdemeanor, then the statute of limitations had already run. So they're grasping at straws so that they get a news cycle and they can say, well, Trump's on trial, and look, Trump got convicted, and et cetera.
Well, the thing is that they don't really care. And be honest with you, if they can get him convicted, whether it's held up or not, and the jury and all that up there in New York City, that's definitely got a chance to happen. Even if it turns around, the very fact that they can say convicted, and who knows, that judge might, if they're convicted, but they can say that he got convicted of a criminal offense, the judge can say, not if you're going to jail.
Very possible. That's very possible. I think they're willing to throw anything they can at this thing, because this is also primarily designed to keep him off the campaign trail. And if this was being done to the Democrat presumptive nominee, all hell would break loose. And nobody in the liberal media would even, you know, stop talking for 10 seconds about it.
Well, you know who the best campaigner for Trump is?
Who's that?
Joe Biden.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
It's Joe Biden is the best campaigner for Trump. I see all these videos up in New York City, black people, they're asking people on the street. A lot of them are saying, we want Trump. We forget Biden. They're all realizing their city's disintegrating, and the Democrats have destroyed the city, and they see that Trump has done good things in the past and all. There, a lot of people are saying that they want Biden up there.
Yeah.
Like in that.
Well,
you've seen the rallies Trump has had. If Trump were to have a big, giant rally in, like, up in New York City, like up in the Bronx, Yankee Stadium or something like that, that could really make some noise for him.
No kidding. Well, people see the reality, and they see exactly what the Biden years have done to them and taken away from them that they were enjoying, you know, prosperity under Trump. Well, back, Em and Bob, thanks for the call. We're heading out to break. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right. Back, Em and Bob, everybody. Folks, we are coming right back. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You hear Georgia when I open my mouth. Don't make no difference what I'm talking about.
So, of course, it was Earth Day.
I let you in and then you throw me out.
And, you know, I've got to tell you, I think that Americans are much more concerned about inflation, Bidenomics, Bidenflation, whatever you want to call it, then climate change. Pretty sure. I'm going out on a limb here, but I'm pretty sure people are going to be a lot more concerned with what's happening to their pocketbooks, happening to their ability to get energy, to buy food, to take care of the basic necessities of life. You know, not the least of which, of course, is paying your mortgage or paying the rent, or doing all these kinds of different things that, you know, we kind of take for granted sometimes, only, you know, if you've got good economic times and so forth. But this is really getting out of hand. So President Biden, of course, celebrating Earth Day and doing all these things. And yes, you know, and by the way, you know, we should be good stewards, right? That's right there in the scripture, isn't it? We need to be good stewards of the world, of the earth. No doubt about that. But what happens is, folks, is that a lot of times somebody will come along or a group will come along and then they'll use something in order to lord it over you, to say, okay, we got to make the rules now. You know why? Because there's a crisis. There's a climate crisis out there. So if you don't listen to us about the climate crisis, well, then, you know, all is going to be lost. How about this? This sounds a little familiar as well. If you don't listen to us about the democracy crisis that we're having right now, you know, Donald Trump's trying to take away our democracy. He's going to be a dictator on day one. Hillary Clinton, heck, is now saying Donald Trump wants to kill his opposition, literally. And so, oh, trust in us. Trust in us, because if you don't, guess what? All will be lost. See how it goes down this path every single time from the far left? The far left elite, the Democrat Party elite, they are more than happy to declare a crisis of any kind. And by the way, the only crisis that they can't see, they can't understand, an actual crisis, you got it. I know you're already saying it out there. I can actually hear you through the magic of radio, the border crisis, because that's an actual crisis. And didn't they say it was a crisis here recently? But it's only a crisis because Republicans made it a crisis. we can't make this stuff up, can we, folks? We just can't. All right, well, once again, folks, we've got a lot more to talk about on the program this morning. A quick look at our weather. Showers and thunderstorm chances stretch from the Great Plains to the Northeast over the next couple of days, above more than average temperatures across the West and Central U.S., and the Great Lakes experience below average temperatures midweek, and a quieter than normal period of weather is underway across the continental United States. It's forecast to continue until Thursday, but tonight scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop along a pair of cold fronts propagating through the northern and central plains and upper Midwest. Some rain showers may also occur along the southern California coast as well. And more scattered, to isolated rain showers and thunderstorms will spread into the southern plains, lower Mississippi Valley, Midwest, and Great Lakes on Tuesday. So be careful out there. We want you to get there in one piece. Always pay attention to your local weather, especially if it looks like it's going to be severe. And we've got another great song here. It's Times 2 Tuesday. That means we play the same artist in both hours. One song you might be really familiar with, and maybe this song, maybe not so much. But it is kind of a cool REO Speedwagon song, and it's a little more lighthearted than some of their other things. But I do think it comes off a High Infidelity. I'm pretty sure. I'll check on that. But this is kind of a cool REO song, and it's kind of whimsical in some ways, and maybe more serious in others. But it's called In Your Letter. Thank you. Mario Speedwagon bringing us up to speed this morning in your letter. And yeah, I did check. And yeah, that's off of High Infidelity back in 1980. You remember that all the way back then? But yeah, pretty cool. And that album had a lot of their big hits on it too, from that era, but maybe a little lesser known song. They did have a music video for it though, as I recall. All right. So once again, folks, it's time now to talk with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, there's, again, a lot to talk about. First off, what's your take of what was happening at New York University? And we got the protesters walking up and down the streets, and they're trying to clear them out. And, you know, what's going on and what's next, do you think?
We're about 1 inch away from New York turning into Benghazi.
That's significant. That's huge.
I mean, it's the police at NYU, because this thing opened up at NYU last night from Columbia. And so the police were attempting to clear the tents and all that other kind of stuff. And the physicalness escalated at NYU, which tells me that, you know, I think most of NYU is kind of a commuter school anyway, if you will. And, you know, you don't, it's not like a closed campus. So, this is not a good look. You know, a friend of mine, sent me a video last night, and, I don't know what it was that they were chanting, but it wasn't in English. And that makes me even more nervous.
Well, you mentioned, I mean, Benghazi would be a terrible, terrible development. Do you think that there are legitimate concerns now for, you know, either terroristic activity other than the chanting, death to America,
yes,
stuff like that? And that's where I think people are really concerned about, too.
Well, you know, one thing goes sideways, and it's all going to go sideways. And, you know, you've got Yale and, you know, Northwestern, MIT.
Right.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
I actually think that all the endowment funds, because, I mean, these universities have just got billions and billions sitting there in endowments. And they ought to be picking up the tab for the cost of the police instead of the city of New York. The city of New York didn't ask for this.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there because we're climbing up to the top of the hour. When we come back, we're going to continue with this because, yeah, all this stuff that we're witnessing is not just a flash in the pan. It can be pretty ominous, folks. So you definitely want to stick with us after the top of the hour. Kyle Warren with you. We'll be back with more with Denise Simon. So stay right there. Hour number two is now in the books.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.